welcome to the This Week in Golf podcast, and let's wrap up the Masters. It was an interesting tournament. It wasn't the greatest tournament I ever saw. I thought it was going to be a great finish, and I'm always interested to see the finish, the back nine. That's the most exciting part, and I almost sent the text out on the group thread to the friends. You know, this is going to be a great back nine. It was Scheffler and Colin Morikawa were on the seventh hole. Everybody was seven under. Homa, Ober, is that his name? Ludvig Ober. And Homa, Ober, Morikawa, Scheffler. They're all seven under. And it's looking like it's just going to be a great finish. And as soon as it started, it was over. What happened? Well, Scheffler birdied eight. Okay. Still, everybody's still in it. Homa birdied 10. Everybody's looking good right about that point in time. And then it just all kind of fell apart for everybody else except for Scottie Scheffler. And what did he do? He birdies eight. He birdies nine. Nine, he hits it to 2 inches away. He birdies 10. And then on 11, he bogeys. But he bogeys correctly. And it just really makes you think, do these golfers ever watch what has happened to all the other people on holes 11 and 12 at Augusta over the years? Because they all blew it. Ludvig hits it in the water on 11, double bogey. Morikawa hits it in the water on 11, double bogey. After the round, Morikawa says he was way too aggressive on that shot, obviously. And then on 12, Homa didn't hit a bad shot. But again, it's the Masters. So if you just miss a shot by a few yards, it can be very penalizing. And he hit the back of the green, takes a huge bump, and it goes over into a bush. He has to take an unplayable lie, gets a double bogey. And then it's just Scottie's from there on out. And Scottie was awesome. Scottie's been awesome all year. And his performance on Sunday at the Masters was magical. He birdies 8, he birdies 9, he birdies 10, he birdies 13, and then on 14 he hits it again to like 5 inches away, and then he birdies 16. And it was sealed after the birdie on 13, but he brought it in with the birdie on 14, and he is the champ. So he has now won, he's been in 5 Masters, he's won 2 of them, and he's the man. You know, he's the number one player in the world for a reason. And let's just look at like what he's done recently. Okay, he won the Arnold Palmer Invitational, which was an elevated PGA Tour event. So all the best players there. He wins $4 million for that. He wins the Players Championship, another elevated event. And now he's won the Masters. So he won $4 million at the Arnold Palmer, $4 million at the Players Championship, $3.5 million at the Masters. What's up with that? They should be paying more. And and so that was it, kind of the Sunday, how it all wrapped up. So it looked like it was going to be potentially an exciting finish, and it wasn't. Not that it was horrible to watch Scottie play great, but it would have been better if, you know, some of those guys could have not have shot themselves out of the tournament with 7 or 8 holes left. The other things, let's talk about the Masters. Let's talk about the course. And it's very interesting every year of how they set up the course, and I've noticed this, that on Thursday, there's always good scores. 6, 7 under. I think 2 people were 7 under. Scheffler did real well, and so did Bryson DeChambeau on Thursday. But then on Friday, everything changed. Friday and Saturday, everything changes at the Masters. It's like they set it up for scoring high on Thursday, and then they say, you know, we want the winner of this thing to be about 10 under par. And if somebody's 7 under after the first day, then it gets crazy on Friday and Saturday. So there's not a lot of scoring. And that was the case this year as well. And then obviously on Sunday, you know, 3, 4 under, somebody can get to that, but you're going to have to work for that. But this year in particular, Friday was a very tough day. There were several groups who were not able to finish on Thursday. So they had to get up first thing in the morning on Friday and play about six holes average on the groups that were out there. Tiger was in one of those groups. And the thing about Friday was brutal. It was windy, really windy. So windy that, like, I don't even think a lot of people broke par. And Tiger came out early in the morning in his group, and you know, they had to play six holes, and then they played later in the day as well. And so Friday in particular was brutal with the winds. It looked like us out there, you and me, how we play the course, you know, not being able to get up and down. The other thing I noticed that was particularly, and this was across the board on Friday, it was also on Saturday, but definitely on Friday, there just weren't a lot of putts going in. You know, a lot of people had 8-footers, 5-footers, and they were just missing them all. And a lot of them were for birdies. So there just wasn't any scoring on those days. So let's talk about the broadcast and some issues I have with the broadcast. And look, the Masters, when you watch the broadcast on Saturday and Sunday, it doesn't have commercials in it. But one of the things about it is they only will focus on those players that are in contention, which is fine on Saturday and Sunday. But on Thursday and Friday, the main broadcast feed was horrible. It was horrible. There were like 40 players on the course on Friday afternoon, and they were only showing like 7. And so you had to turn on the computer, you could get it. You could get, you know, the Amen corner feed or even hole 16 or 15 and 16. And then maybe the featured groups. But you couldn't see certain things. Like they weren't showing Cam Smith. He was like 1 or 2 under par. They weren't showing him. They were barely showing Tommy Fleetwood. Like Tommy Fleetwood ended up in 4th place, and he was barely in the broadcast all week. The other problem with the Thursday-Friday broadcast is it only comes on at 12:30. So you have all these groups that are teeing off early in the morning, and you never even see them. So like, you know, it's kind of odd. Friday morning, Tiger tees off early, and you're not even seeing it until 12:30 on the main broadcast. Yes, again, you can watch it on TV. You can, or on the computer, you can watch holes 4, 5, and 6, the featured group, but you're not seeing the full broadcast. And I really think they need to do the full broadcast all day, Thursday and Friday. Let's talk about some other players, just some other things that happened during the tournament. Obviously, Tiger made the cut, and I think he set a new record for most cuts made, consecutive cuts made. And he actually played really well on Friday. He managed the conditions. He ended up, I think he was 1 over after Friday. And he ends up making the cut. But he didn't make a lot of putts on Friday. He had a lot of good looks at putts, and he just didn't make them. Again, nobody was making putts on Friday, but still, nonetheless, Tiger could have easily been 2 under, 3 under. And then on Saturday, he comes out, and he's actually playing pretty good. And I think it was either hole 5 or 6. He bogeys, and then that was it for him. He went on a pretty bad streak of bogeys and double bogeys for quite a few holes there. And it's unfortunate in a sense of that he couldn't have kept it going longer. But it's great that he made the cut, and he was in it for a while. He really was. I thought he was just excellent on Thursday and Friday, especially in that wind. And then another player we'll talk about is Bryson DeChambeau. DeChambeau comes out. He's 7 under par the first day. And then pretty much after that, he was, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he was like 73, 75, 73. The guy just could not make a putt. And he really blew it on Saturday on the 15th hole. He, you know, he's down there in 2. He's probably like 60 yards off the green, and he ends up chipping it into the water. And that's pretty much where he fell apart. But, you know, he just wasn't making putts. And so if you're not going to make putts, you're not going to be in it in the long run. And that's what it came down to. But he was in it for a while. So this week, the PGA Tour is at the RBC Heritage. Defending champ is Matt Fitzpatrick. Full field signature event. Winner gets $3 or $4 million. So that's where the PGA is. The LPGA, the Chevron Championship, it's the major for the ladies. And Nelly Korda has won 3 tournaments in a row. So she'll be going for 4 in a row. And then she also won one in January as well. So she's already won 4 tournaments on the year. We'll see if she can keep her streak going. And then Liv is not playing this week, but next week they'll be in Australia, which is one of the big events for them. They really get a big turnout in Australia. And they're, you know, growing the game out there. All right, that is This Week in Golf, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, it's Jeremy Callahan, and thanks for listening to This Week in Golf. Make sure and hit subscribe so you can get all the latest news and analysis from Golf BPM.